Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. There's still quite a lot going on in astronomy, as the astronomers haven't been massively affected yet by lockdown. Many telescopes are still operating, some robotically and some up in space. And as they're located in out-of-the-way places, it hasn't been impossible to keep some of them going. Astronomers themselves sit in front of computer screens processing data, so can work from home. Anyhow, recent extraordinary work includes the discovery of a new astronomical object that's never been observed before, and there's a beautiful new map of the X-ray universe. So this new object is something between a neutron star and a black hole, and has been dubbed a black neutron star. This recent study was made by an international team using gravitational wave detectors in the US and Italy. Charlie Hoy, a PhD student from Cardiff University in the UK, involved in the study, said the new discovery would transform our understanding. Well, this international group, which has strong UK involvement, has laser detectors several kilometres long that are able to detect minute ripples in space-time caused by the collision of massive objects in the universe. The collected data has been used to determine the mass of these objects involved in this huge collision. So last August, the instruments detected the collision of a black hole, 23 times the mass of our Sun, and an object of only 2.5 solar masses. That makes the lighter object more massive than the heaviest type of dead star or neutron star previously observed. But it was also lighter than the lightest black hole previously observed of around 5 solar masses. So astronomers have been searching for such objects in what they've come to call the mass gap. So there's stellar objects of all kinds of masses out there, but there appeared to be a gap which looks like this new object might plug. Writing in the journal The Astrophysical Journal Letters, the research team believes that of all the possibilities, the object is most likely to be what they call a light black hole, but they are not ruling out any other possibilities. Well, I mean, light black is usually referred to as grey, but perhaps a sense of humour can't be applied to such momentous findings. If it is a light black hole, then there is no established theory for how such an object could develop. We don't know how nuclear forces operate under the extreme conditions of density that exist inside a neutron star, and this newly discovered object challenges our current theoretical models. And on to the next story, which is about the X-ray picture of the universe, this new beautiful image that's been created. We know that what our eyes can see is only a small fraction of light wavelengths, and that we need special instruments to detect light from outside this window. The atmosphere of Earth also blocks many wavelengths, so if we wish to see light from the universe in certain wavelengths, we must launch telescopes into space. Well, recently a new map was made in X-rays using a new orbiting telescope launched in July last year by a collaboration between Russia and Germany. The instrument, called eRosita, sits at 1.5 million kilometres from Earth and slowly rotates, scanning the depths of space. The new X-ray map records over 1 million sources of X-rays taken over a period of 6 months, which equals the same number of X-ray sources ever detected in the history of astronomy in the last 60 years. So if you have access to the internet and would like to see some enigmatic pictures of the X-ray universe, if you search for recent entries for X-ray map of the universe, you should find many news articles containing striking images of the energetic extreme universe, and they've been coloured in all sorts of greens and yellows and oranges. So this instrument intends to gather more all-sky surveys over the next 3.5 years. This will enable the telescope to refine its data and also to sense deeper into the cosmos and pick up the faint sources that would otherwise be beyond detection. One key goal is to map the distribution of the hot X-ray emitting gas that illuminates the great clusters of galaxies, and possibly even look at 100,000 clusters of galaxies. Astronomers hope this information can lead them to some fresh insights on how the universe is structured and how it has changed through time. And it's possible there may be some clues in this project about the nature of dark energy, the mysterious force that appears to be pushing the cosmos apart at an ever-accelerating rate. Big stuff going on out there. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies in this rainy weekend.